Hello and welcome to a podcast from the EDUCAUST 2008 Annual Conference. This podcast is sponsored by Real Networks. I'm joined for conversation today with Becky Vasquez, Director of Student and Technology Services at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. Thanks for joining us today, Becky.
Thank you.
Let's start by talking about the presentation you gave at EDUCAUST 2008. Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University's worldwide campus held intranet usability studies that supported a redesign project and provided an environment that was backed by human factors and real-world use of the intranet. Could you talk about the findings for the study and how you use these factors to approach your portal redesign?
Sure, absolutely. The study really gave us factual evidence to what was happening within the portal and how people were using it on a day-to-day basis. In addition, it gave us a list of about 52 recommendations of items that we could address. Some of them were general areas and items. Some of them were more specific. So we're able to use that to create a project plan and action items that we could implement to redesign the portal to be much more effective and user-friendly. In addition, it highlighted areas that really needed improvement in more general terms, like having centralized training versus having training sprinkled throughout your intranet, and using system services and what people are provided versus using system names and technology names.
Okay, and could you tell us what advice you have for other institutions considering a redesign? What are the steps in order that they might want to take?
First and foremost, definitely get buy-in from leadership and start at the highest level possible. For example, we worked with our chancellor, and this was sponsored by him initially. And leadership throughout the organization, regional deans and department heads, the more you have their support, the easier the project will be as you move along. The second thing to do is to get a team established who's going to be working on it with you. You need information technology. You need departmental representation. Get that team together and identify a project leader as well. Create a plan on how you're going to address it. And also research best practices at that time because they're out there. So no need to try to reinvent that. Look for resources, what other institutions are doing that works, what doesn't work. And execute and communicate along the way. Make sure you identify actions that you're going to take, follow up on them, keep communicating throughout that process, and definitely most importantly, I think, is involving the end users at any opportunity that you have so that they can understand that this is about what they're doing and how they're using it versus what you think it should be. Mm-hmm. And then finally, implement some kind of continuous assessment cycle so that you can continue to improve. The intranet and portal system especially is a living, breathing thing. It's not going to be static. So that will help make sure that you're achieving a continuous level of user friendliness.
Well, what are some of the challenges you're facing by supporting 130 locations?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. Well, really the biggest thing is communication. And that's on climate surveys, that's one thing that comes up that is an area of opportunity for us. And I think it's getting information out in a way that we can get everybody on the same page. That's an area that we struggle with a little bit. But I think getting to know the people fundamentally and building relationships because we are in several different locations. And that's why this is so important to us too, because the usability and the ability to establish a portal that's more than information. It's about the people that we work with. So we're really focusing on that and creating more of a sense of community.
One final question. Students are growing up with technology like never before and utilizing a plethora of services outside of the institution. What do you think the future of student technology services will look like?
If I had a crystal ball.
Yeah. Then you'd be a rich woman.
Yeah, really. Well, I think we're starting to see some of this already. And, you know, the 18-year-olds especially, they've grown up with just understanding technology, PCs, internet, and that type of thing. Our campus is more of a non-traditional adult-oriented student. And, you know, our average age is about 27. But I always say the 18-year-old today is soon the 27-year-old. So I think some of the things that, you know, some institutions are already looking at, social networking is hot, and I think that's going to continue to grow. Maybe not in additional networking services as much as more and more people having that become the norm, just like email has. So I think that if we can tap into some of that and not necessarily replace it or try to invent something ourselves, but integrate with it and tap into it, without being invasive. That's the key, because the social networking is really about those individuals, so we don't want to interrupt that by any means. I think everything virtual, for sure. Easy. They're going to be more demanding, but in a good way. I think their expectations are going to continue to improve, and I think the key for us is, just because they have grown up with technology doesn't mean they want it to be difficult, which is why things like usability studies are going to become more and more important.
Well, Becky Vasquez, Director of Student and Technology Services at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Jerry. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
This EDUCAUSE 2008 Annual Conference podcast is sponsored by Real Networks. Real Networks enables digital delivery of distance learning coursework, athletic events, and more to students anywhere. Information at realnetworks.com.